Bor. But both cases are talking about that this shore fell into your bor. And if it fell in backwards, you're potter. Why are you potter if it falls in backwards? The Meister, your bor was a stumbling block. Because of your bor, it fell in. So what's the difference if it falls in forwards or backwards? So Mara says, yes. Rav Latayme, Rav goes according to his tam. The Yomar Rav says, Bor Shechai Volav Taira, that is the Torah says, Yechai for bor is Lahavoloi Voloi Lechavotai. Yechai for the bare ear that you made there, for the hevel, for the bare ear in the bor that you caused, that's what Yechai. In other words, if the shore falls in frontwards, his nose comes in first. So then we say, how come he became weak like to get the fall that he hurt himself? It's because as soon as his nose went in there, he breathed the air, and the air went into his body and made his body weak. That's why he hurt himself. So Rav holds, that's when Yechai for bor. But if the shore fell in backwards, like his nose didn't come in first, then the pshat we say it wasn't the ear that affected him. It was just the kark oilam. It's the fact he gave a clap on the floor. It's not my floor. I don't own the floor. It's not my bor. I'm potter. Therefore, according to Rav, it's good to Mishnah. If you fall in forwards, we say it's the hevel that made him die. Even though it's not the hevel that killed him, it's only the hevel, the bare air, caused him to become weak, but that's the chiv of bor. But if you fall in backwards, it's not the hevel at all. It's only the bang, and the bang is the kark oilam, the bottom ground. It doesn't belong to you. Therefore, you're potter. That's Rav's pshat. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. The pshat, the Mishnah is like this. Bebor, bein milafonov, bein milachrov chayiv. If the shore falls into your bor, whether it falls in forwards or backwards, you chayiv. Even though fell in backwards, it doesn't breathe the air, still you chayiv because you caused the bang. And Shmuel the time, Shmuel goes according to his time, like we had before. The Yom that Shmuel says by bor lahavoloi v'kol shechem lachavotoi. You chayiv for the bare air that you caused the animal to breathe, to make him weak, to hurt himself. But Avada also Yechayiv for the bang, even if the air doesn't affect him. But even though it's Kark Olam, it's Rishus Rabim, 40 minutes of Rishus Rabim. Without you digging the ditch, it would have been a normal Rishus Rabim. You dug the ditch here, you made it so deep, you caused the bottom ground to hurt the person. Therefore Yechayiv, that's Shmuel Shita. Therefore, if the shore fell into the bor, Avada Yechayiv, whether we fell in forwards or backwards. If so, what's Pshan the Mishnah? Elahechi Domili Achrov Mikola Kriya the Potter. What does the Mishnah mean to say that if the shore heard the banging inside and fell backwards that you potter? Kagoin the Niskal Bebor Vinochali Achure Habor Chutzlebor. We're talking about that the shore was walking through on top near the bor, and they heard a bang in the bor, got it scared, and because that it tripped on this bor, but not that it fell inside the bor, but it fell backwards outside the bor, and the kark outside heard him. So there Shmuel agrees that you're potter. You're only like a grummer. True, your bor caused him to trip. But Lamaisa, where did the bor hurt? Where did the shore hurt himself? On the karka outside. You don't own that karka. It's not your karka. Therefore, you're only a grummer, you're potter. So that's what the Mishnah means to say. In such a case, where the shore falls backwards outside the bor, then you're potter. Because that's really karka erlam. That's nothing to do with you. Eish ve'avakasha. It says the bor, by the matzik of bor, Bein lefonov, bein lachrov chayiv. It says clearly, whether the shore falls inwards, or forwards, or backwards, yichayiv. The churut used to the rav, it's a kash and rav. Here it says, as long as it's inside the bor, even backwards, yichayiv. Om Rav Chizda, moi de rav, the bor, rishus, soy de chayiv. Here we're talking about a bor that's in your rishus. You are mafka, the property around the bor, but the actual ditch itself, you own, it's your property. Here rav agrees that you're chayiv. Mishum the Yomalei, because the Nizik is saying to the Balabor, listen to Monoshach. Iba Havla Mayis, Havla Didachu. If my shore died because of the hevel and went in forwards the nose, breathe the air first. So it's your hevel, you caused that bit air there. Iba Chavotim, if it fell in backwards and only heard it, killed himself on the bang. Also Chavot Didachu. It's your bang because you own it. When does Rav say you put around Chavat, a bor b'shus rabim? A bor that you don't own the bottom of the ground. So that's called kark oilam. But a bor that was in your backyard, you owned it. Just later you were masked the rishus around the bor, but you still own the bor, then Rav agrees when the shor falls in there, you're chayiv even without the hevel. Just for the chavat alone, you're chayiv. Rav Om Rav says like this, Hocha b'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, Hocha b'mayaskinon, b'mishapich, that the shor turned around, like this, he tumbled around. D'nofel ape, first the shor fell into the bor head first. His nose went in first. He breathed the bad air. Then he turned around and did a tumble sauce there. V'nofel agabe, and he fell on his back. But in such a case, ta'havlo da'hanibay ha'hanibay, his first breath that he took from the bad air of the boar, that's what made him weak to receive the clap to die. That's why Rabbi agrees here, Yechayiv. V'nechnam, if he would have went in backwards, then it'd be potter, because it's not your hevel. In the boar, Bishus Rabbi. Rav Yosef says, Hocha beniske bor b'shor askinan. Here we're talking about that not that the boar did damage to the shore, but the opposite, that the shore ruined the boar, ruined the water in the boar. Mind you, what's the case? Shehivish es meimov. That the shore fell into this nice water there and ruined the water, made the water bad. Deloishna, in such a case, there's no difference. Lefonov, veloishna liachrov, there's no difference if the shore falls in forwards or backwards. There's no chil between hevel and chabad. Hela Maisa, the Bala Shor is Chayiv, but the Bala Shor ruined the Bor's water. Now we're not talking about a Bor Rishus Rabin. We're talking about a Bor, a private Bor that's in your Rishus. So the other person, the Shor, had no right to be here. Now that the Shor fell in and ruined your water, the Bala Shor is Chayiv. Tony Rav Chananya Lisiyuol Rav. Chananya brings a Raya to Rav. It says, V'dashna posik v'nofo. Posik says v'nofo, when something falls into the bor, so V'dashna sheyipo derech nefila. It has to fall in normally. It means you have to fall in forwards, head first. Mikan number, from here we learned, nofo lefono mikola kriya chayiv. If the shore falls into the bor head first, he's chayiv, he breathes the air, the hevel kills him, he's chayiv. But li'achra mikola kriya poto. V'zev a bor. Both are talking about even though you fall into the bor. So here's the raya to Rav. That if you fall backwards into the boar, lemaisa the bala boris potter, because it wasn't his hevel that killed him, only the chavat. This is a boar, b'shus rabim. It's not your chavat. On this rav holds, it's called karkarelam yipotos. All right, turn over. Now, Omar, what did we just ask? We just said no falafonim. The Mishnah says really no falafonim. We call, or the Bryce also, that no falafonim. We call akriya. If a shore falls into the bor forwards, because of the bang, somebody's banging inside the bor, it's a chayiv. The bala bor is chayiv. The question is, v'yamai, why is the bala bor chayiv here? Name a karei gormle. Let's say it wasn't the owner digging. Or Rashi says, even if it was the owner digging. But Akobra, the one digging in the bor, he made a noise that caused this shore to get scared to fall in. So it wasn't the bor that caused the damage, it was the kerla kriya, not only a groma. So why is the bala bor poti? It should be potter. Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Hamani Reb Nosni. I tell you, this din, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Nosin. The Yomah says like this: bala bor hazeka kovit. That bala bor did the damage. When you find the dead shore in your bor, you're chayiv, and therefore we'll soon see the case. For chol heicha de loyef shlesh telum mehai. Any time that he can't receive the money from somebody else, mishtal mehai, the bala bor has to pay. What's the case? The Tanya, we learn like this. Shor shedochav es chaveru labor. What happens if there were two axes on top of a boar, and one ox pushed the other ox into the boar, and now the ox died in the boar? Who has to pay for the dead ox? So Bryce says, Baal ha-shor chayiv, Baal ha-bor potter. That's the way it should be. The Baal ha-shor, his shor pushed the other ox, he did the damage. So Bala Bor could say, my Bor didn't kill him. If not for that shor pushing it in, he wouldn't have fell in. So the Bala Bor is potter. However, Rabbi Nosson says, Bal HaShor Mishali Machta. True, you like shoot from here. So Bala HaShor has to pay for half of the damage. O Bal HaBor Mishali Machta. But Lamaisa, the Bala Bor has to pay for the other half. Because Lamaisa, the dead ox is found inside the Bor. Since it's found inside the boar, that's from Nosson's new svara, you have a right to collect from the balabor. For the more another kash, astam, astiri, avatani, v'lag, rab Nosson, naimer, balabor, mishalim, gimel chalokim. The balashar has to pay 3/4. O balashar revi, not a half, but only a quarter. So what's it like kasha? Ho batam, ho bamuit. It depends. If the shore is a tam, so therefore you only have to pay a quarter. But if the shore is a muid, then you have to pay machza, the balashar, and half the balabor. Even if the shore is a tam, what does Reb Nosson hold? If Reb Nosson holds the svar is, We look as if two people did the damage. What happened here again? A shore pushed another shore into a boar. See if we look as if both of them killed him completely, as if to say we look as if the boar killed it by itself, and as if the shore killed it by itself. See if so, even if the shore is a tam, so what? So the shore should pay chatzi nezek. Hai mishalim palgo, v'hai mishalim palgo. Still they should both pay 50-50. Vi kisav ifram nosen holds. No, we look as if it like this. Hai palga zeikovid, v'hai palga zeikovid. No, each one only did half of the damage. The tam only did half of the damage. If so, it should be like this then. Bala bor mishalim palga. So bala bor that only did half of the damage should only have to pay for chatzi nezek, not more. He didn't do more than half the damage. Well, bala shor, this tam only did half the damage. So how much does he have to pay for half of the damage? Revi, he should only have to pay a quarter. A tam pays chatzi nezek. So if the whole nezek he did was only half, he should only have to pay a quarter. And it should come out, v'idach revi mafsid. The last quarter, the nezek should lose out. How come the balabar has to pay three quarters? It must be like this. Oh, my Rabba says you should know. Rabbi Nosin Dainu, Rabbi Nosin was a big dying. V'nochus l'yumka the dinah. And he had amkus, he was able to sink very deep into the smur, into the din over here. That the deepness is like this. L'yaylam really kisav Rabbi Nosin holds, hai kula zeikovin, v'hai kula zeikovin. It's considered like both of them did the whole damage. So then you had a question, if so, udukashaloch, l'shalim ha'palga v'haipalga, then even the tam should have to pay chatzi nezek, because he did the whole damage. So I'll tell you now, the svar is like this. Mishum diyom alei bala shor le bala bor. The bala shor has the right to say to the bala bor, listen, shut fusoi mayahanili. Like really true, we both did the whole damage, but we did it b'shutfis. My shor did it, and your bor did it. If you're going to make me, the bala shor, pay 50%, so what do I gain from the shutfis? I have to pay chatzi nezek even without the bor. So now that the bor did something, it should take away something from my payment. So that's the svar to say. My honestly, so that's the svar to say that the bal hashor can't pay 50. He only has to pay a quarter. But lemaisa, the bal bor did the whole damage, therefore the bal bor has to pay the other three quarters. He boy yisem another svar is like this. L'yolam k'sava, maybe Rav Nosson knows, hai palga zeikovid, hai palga zeikovid. Really, each one only did half of the damage. So therefore, the Baal HaShor only has to pay a quarter. Then the question was, v'kashaloch, Baal HaBor Meshalim Palga, or Baal HaShor Meshalim Revi. Really, the Baal HaBor should only have to pay a half then. He only did half the damage. And it should come out, v'idach Revi Nifsad. The last quarter, the Nizik should lose out. How come we say the Baal HaBor has to pay three quarters? If the Baal HaBor only did half of the Nizik, so he shouldn't have to pay more than chatzi nezek. The Baal HaShor also only did half of the nezek. But at the time, he only pays a quarter. So one quarter of the nezek should lose out. How come the same the Baal HaBor has to pay the three quarters? So I'll tell you like this. Rav Nosson knows like this. Mishum diyomalei, because the Baal HaBor, they say to the Baal HaBor like this. Mishum diyomalei. Because Mishum diyomalei, Baal HaShor le Baal HaBor. The owner of the ox says to the owner of the boar, Ano turoi bebircha ashkachite. I found the dead ox in your boar. So that's the svara at ketilte. You should know it's considered like you killed it. Where we find it, it's your blame. Whatever I could collect from the Baal HaShor that also did damage here, mishtalimna, avadi, he'll pay me. His shor was a tam. He only did chatzi nezek. So he only did half of the nezek. He has to pay me a quarter. My delesti lishtalum mehech. But whatever I cannot get, any money that I cannot get from the Baal HaShor, you should know, nishtalim nemimach, I have a right to come to you, to the Baal HaBor, to get my money. Because lemaisa, I found my shor now in your bor. It's dead in your bor. Since it's dead in your bor, that's the svara you have to pay me. So that's Rav Nosson's svara, why he gets three quarters from the Baal HaBor. You invite him. Oh, my Rav. Rav says like this. Heniach even api abor. Somebody puts a stone on top of a bor. Now a shor came and tripped over the stone. V'nofal abor, and he fell into the bor. Who's chayiv? Is the person that put the stone there chayiv, or is the Baal HaBor chayiv? So Mor says, you should know, bor la machlekes Rav Nosson Rabbanan. It's machlekes Rav Nosson Rabbanan. That for the mar pshita avada.
That according to the Rabbanan, the Baal Evan is chayiv. He's the one that put a stone there. His stone caused the person to trip. So avada, the Baal Evan is chayiv. And according to Rabbi Nosson, avada, the svar is that they both have to pay. So what's the chiddush here? So it's worse like this. Matatem, I would have thought to say, Hosamu di oma balha bola balha shor. Over there, in the case of a shor and a boar, there the balha balha boar says to balha shor, Ilav biru didi turu didoch hu kotule. The balha boar, according to Rabbanan, has the right to say to the balha shor, you have to pay, because even without my boar, still your shor could have killed him. Where the shor pushed the other shor. Avalokha, but over here, the Balha Evan could say, Motsi Omale, Balevan, the Balabor, the owner of the Evan could say to the Balabor, Ilav Biridok, if not for your boar, Avna Didi, my little stone, my heavy Avda, what could have it done? A heavy miskal, at most, it would have tripped over the stone, heavy boar, of a heavy enough of the koi, the shore would have got up. So therefore, I would have thought to say, maybe over here, the Balha Evan is Potter. Even according to the Rabbanan, even. So, Kamashmalan, that's the Chiddush, no. The Omalei, Ilav Evan, he could say back to him, no. The Bala Bor could say back to the Bala Evan, you should know. Ilav Evan, if not for your stone, lay have enough at Libira, it wouldn't have fell into the Bor. So, therefore, it's considered that your Evan caused the damage. Therefore, according to the Rabbanan, the Bala Evan has to pay for the whole thing. And according to Rab Nosin, they have to pay Machzo. Now the Gemara says Itma. We learned